This is a Fox News alert. President Biden goes to Ukraine, making a surprise visit. I'm Dave Anthony.
Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands.
The president in Kyiv just days before we mark 1 year since Russian leader Vladimir Putin launched an invasion.
He thought he could outlast us. I don't think he's thinking that right now.
The president has since left Kyiv to return to Poland, where he was scheduled to fly to tonight, but he quietly went yesterday. Fox's Peter Ducey's in Warsaw.
Unlike past presidential visits to war zones, Iraq and Afghanistan, in Ukraine, the U.S. does not have a military presence. So it had to be a big secret. And air raid sirens were blaring while President Biden and President Zelensky were walking the streets of Kyiv. This secret trip included a long train ride from Poland into Ukraine, according to the New York Times. And the president brought with him a big check, $500 million worth of taxpayer-funded gear.
Artillery ammunition for HIMARS and howitzers, more javelins, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars to help protect Ukrainian people.
And while most Republicans support the aid the U.S. is giving Ukraine, one GOP governor considered a possible Biden challenger in the 2024 presidential race is not impressed by the Biden trip. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells Fox,
I think I and many Americans are thinking to ourselves, okay, he's very concerned about those borders halfway around the world. He's not done anything to secure our own border here at home.
Referencing a record surge of illegal immigration, North Korea test-fired two more missiles today, protesting a new round of U.S. and South Korean military drills. Gunfire during a Mardi Gras parade late last night in New Orleans. One person was killed, a young girl, and three others injured.
We really wanted this to be a safe Mardi Gras, and we continue to work towards that end.
Chief Deputy Hans Gantier says a suspect is in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, our top Fox News story, President Biden went to Ukraine, making a surprise visit to Kyiv, meeting with President Zelensky, pledging more American support to Ukraine, fending off Russia's invasion. The president has since left Kyiv, headed to Poland. It is President's Day, a federal holiday that started as a tribute to our first president, George Washington. Our 39th president is preparing for his final days. Jimmy Carter now getting hospice care at home.
Information coming out of the Carter Center, the Atlanta-based international nonprofit that the former president founded in 1982. That nonprofit saying that he has chosen to spend the rest of his time at home with his family, receiving hospice care in home. This comes after a series of short hospital stays, according to the nonprofit, which adds he has the full support of his family and his medical team.
Fox's Jonathan Sari. Carter's 98, our oldest ex-president ever, and his 42 years living after leaving office is also a record. As more Americans travel again with less COVID concern later in the pandemic, a record was set at airports last year.
The Transportation Security Administration says 6,542 guns were intercepted last year at airport checkpoints across the country. It's about 18 per day in an all-time high. With the exception of the 2020 pandemic disruption, the number of weapons intercepted at U.S. airports has climbed every year since 2010. The TSA says the top 10 list of airports for gun interceptions includes Dallas, Austin, and Houston in Texas, three airports in Florida, Nashville, Phoenix, and Denver. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There were two records in sports. Jason Tatum scored 55 points, an NBA All-Star Game all-time high, leading Team Giannis past Team LeBron. In NASCAR, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the longest Daytona 500 ever, 212 laps on Fox, extended by late crashes.
We were out of fuel, so the fuel light was going crazy. But, man, I hope y'all had fun. That was a heck of a race.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.